Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey folks, and how are you doing today? Now, welcome to this episode of The Grow Show. And today's guest is the fantastic Anne Parker. Now, we're going to be talking about network marketing because Anne Parker is an expert in this field. She's managed and owned her own network marketing company for a number of years now. And I've known Anne myself for the last 5 or 6 years. She's a great lady, wealth of knowledge. And as you might guess, we're going to be talking about network marketing and about some of the pitfalls that people might encounter when they join the network marketing company. We're going to talk about differences between setting up your own network marketing company rather than a traditional business. And I've got Anne's seal of approval going, nod, yes, traditional business. And also just those other cool stuff. So Anne, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. It's a lovely day outside. It's always makes me feel good when the sun's shining.
It is indeed. And as you can see, it's sunshine in here. We've got the rays going across my chest, which is good. So for the people who don't know who Anne Parker is, tell us a little bit about the network marketing business you're in and how you help people.
Okay, the network marketing business that I run is called the Synergy Health Company. It's part of, I'm a distributor for Synergy Worldwide. It's an American company, which in turn is part of Nature's Sunshine, probably the number one nutraceutical company in the world. It's listed on the New York Stock Exchange. Nature's Sunshine has been going 50 years and Synergy's been going over 20 years.
So it's established, it's in the market.
Yes, it's very well established in the nutraceutical market.
Nice. And how long have you been part of the company?
I've been part of it, about 6 or 7 years. But I've got to admit to my regret and partly shame, but for the first few years, I treated it not really as a business, but just as an occasional hobby. I've always been passionate about the products, and it was worth trying the business just to take advantage of being able to buy those products.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I'm sure, is that actually something that a lot of people find and a lot of people kind of get into? Is that how people get into it?
A lot of people start as customers and then think, well, I could get some commission from the products that I'm buying personally. And then they might find that their friends and family might want some products. So they get a few customers and then they find their commission pays for their own product. And then sometimes go on to build a very successful team and build a business around that. But you don't have to. You can just join and buy your own products, or you can just stay as a customer.
Fair enough. So you say you've been doing that for around 6 or 7 years. What were you doing before?
Prior to that, for about 27, nearly 30 years, I worked in basically blue chip corporations. I was a procurement executive latterly. Always worked in procurement, and the last 13 years I worked in financial services.
Okay, and how did you get into network marketing? Was there a colleague who was into it who got you into it, or how did you kind of get introduced into the world?
I finished in the corporate world in, I think it was about 2010, 2011, something like that. And I went out to a ladies' charity lunch one day and just got chatting to somebody who was in network marketing and asked me if I'd like to take a look at it. I did. I'd never heard of network marketing before, and I was a bit, I'd never heard of the company. I thought, this is a bit dodgy. But I joined. As it happened, that company wasn't, not so much the company, but the products didn't, or the services didn't, they weren't really my bag to go out and promote. Nothing wrong with the business at all. Great training, great company, great values, great ethics. I think also it was my first foray into network marketing, so I found it hard finding my feet initially. So then when somebody approached me about Synergy, I thought, oh, this is more like it. This is interesting to me. I've always been interested in health and nutrition. You know, I've always been a very, what I call a very good amateur. I love the products. One of them particularly, I don't think I'd even be here if I wasn't taking it every day. And it just, you know, I'm passionate about it. So I it doesn't even feel like work to me. It just, I just love it.
Oh, yeah, it's a big lesson itself, isn't it? About picking the right company for you.
Yes, yes. So you need to make sure that the product fills a need or a real want in the market. Is it something you're interested in that you can be passionate about promoting? You need to also look at the investment that you need to make to get into the company and the company's track record as well. That's important.
Well, it's interesting you say about the kind of the cost of kind of getting into it, because for me, if you're going to be setting up a business or joining the business, there's a couple of different levels of kind of financial cost that it will take for you to get into it. So if you buy a franchise, that could be quite high. If you start your own business, then you've got costs that you might not know about, but you might know about. But for network marketing, isn't it quite a low barrier of entry?
It's very low, really, for your own business. I set up a beauty spa a number of years ago, and that was literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And even when we were doing well, I didn't really sleep because I knew that my house was on the line. I'd got 12 staff who had mortgages and commitment. I think I paid £200 to start in Synergy, and it was similar to the previous company. That is about the level of most network marketing companies in my experience. And for that, I get about £170 worth of product. So my actual business fee, I think, is about £30. I mean, sometimes, you know, if you were investing a much higher amount, it would motivate you to work at the business harder. I understand that. But also, if you're unsure, you know, most people can afford to risk £30 if it doesn't quite work out the way they hope it does. So network marketing is a very low risk business venture.
Yeah. And that kind of raises me to my next point is because, you know, we've gone over a massive change over the last 12 months. And not only with working habits, but also living habits and kind of communicating with different people, everything has changed. And when I kind of think about network marketing, there seems to be kind of the opportunity falls for two people. Please correct me if I'm wrong on this. You've got the people who want the extra money, who have got a job ready, who want the extra money. There's also a certain proportion of people who want to escape that main job, who then want to start network marketing. And there might be more people, it might be oversimplifying this model. But do they really work?
What, do network marketing?
Yeah. So if you've got kind of, if you are kind of looking for an extra income or you are starting a business, do they actually work, you know, in the short term compared to the long term?
Okay. What they are not is they're not get rich quick schemes. And it does annoy me when I hear people promoting the business that they're in and say, you know, you'll have financial freedom. You won't ever have to worry about money after 3 to 6 months. Well, I'm not saying that's not possible, but it is absolutely rare. Yes, there's a low investment, but making a good income in network marketing can take time and it can take some effort. You know, it's not one of these, it's too good to be true. It is. There are loads of benefits, but you have to put some effort in. You have to learn as well. You have to educate yourself. But certainly the company I'm in, there is a lot of help and support, and there is a lot of training. So you need to be motivated, because if I don't work next week, nobody's going to phone me up and tell me to get on with it or to go out and make some sales or make some phone calls. If I don't work for 3 months, that's the same thing. I am my own boss. But if I want someone to help me develop my business, there are loads of people in the business I work in that I can call on to say, I need a bit of help with this. What would you do here? What would you do there? What about this product? What about that product? So you're right in your assessment of the type of people. You can just do this a couple of hours a week, or you can do it for and we find people tend to start part-time and then maybe find out when they're starting to build and their income's increasing, they often give up their other job. Because A lot of people don't earn when they're not working, so they're basically swapping their time for money. The idea of network marketing is you build up what we call residual income. So you can earn while you're sleeping, you can earn while you're on holiday, and you can retire and still earn. And your business is, you can leave your business to your family as well.
So how do people build up that residual income?
So in network marketing, you can be a customer, you can retail products. So you can, you know, if you've got, say, you're a physiotherapist, you can just join and sell them to your clients, or you can help other people. You could find other people to join your team and help them do the same. So under me, there would be two people, and under them, there'd be two more and two more and so on. But because I do this more or less full time, I help other people do that because sometimes they don't have the time to do it, but they might have the contacts. Whereas I have got the time and I'm always looking for more contacts. So we help each other and we both benefit.
Gotcha. So there's quite a kind of going on to one of the misconceptions about it. And if I'm right thinking, was it Coronation Street maybe a couple of months ago now? Because we're recording this in March. It might go out in May. So I think at the start of March, didn't they have a kind of a network marketing kind of thread through one of their sales or short storylines?
Yes, they did.
But it wasn't that true. Have I got it right?
No, they did have a network marketing storyline. And when it first started, I was quite delighted because I thought network marketing often gets bad press. And in my opinion, mainly it's incorrect. And so when Coronation Street decided to run a storyline, I thought, oh, great, you know, this is really good exposure here. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say that what they actually played out, in my experience at least, would never happen in a network marketing company. Okay. They had characters chasing each other to pay them commissions. That doesn't happen. The company pay your commission. Yes, if you sell a product to a client, then they've got to give you the money. But usually you won't give them the product until they give you the money. So it's like going to a shop. You know, you can't just walk out with it and say, oh, I might see you next week, or phone me if you want the money. So you don't. I don't have to chase my sponsor to get commission from her. The company pay it to me.
Yeah.
And likewise, people in my team, I don't pay them money. So there's none of this running around going, oh, I haven't got it this week. You know, the sort of, I haven't got it this week, I might be able to pay you next week. That doesn't happen, not certainly in my experience. People don't need to worry about that, because I think if I'd have watched that cold, I thought, crikey, you'd never get involved in a business like that, would you?
No, of course you wouldn't. And it's, and there's a certain proportion of the population who will watch that and go, that's a general section of that industry. And that's kind of why I wanted to ask that, because every industry goes through kind of trials and tribulations. And, you know, I want to make it clear that we're talking about network marketing, multi-level marketing, rather than people who sell through Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes. And that's not what we're talking about here. We are talking about network marketing, where it is completely different. And there is a lot of misconceptions out there. You know, is there a few more that you want to kind of cover in this section?
I think you've touched on one there. A lot of people say, oh, it's just a pyramid scheme. Well, pyramid schemes are actually illegal. Certainly the company I work within has been in business for 50 years, so it's clearly not illegal. Pyramid schemes to me were where people were just passing money around. So if I recruited you into my team, you gave me 5,000, and then you went off to find two of the people who give you 5,000. And if you got 10,000, then you were 5,000 up, good for you. But eventually it all dries up and some poor person at the bottom of the tree is left having paid these 5,000 and has got nobody to pay him. So they were, in the end, that was full of people who lost money. This is not what it's about. This is about products, usually very good products, being sold and customers consuming a product. Yes, it's pyramid shaped, but so is Sainsbury's, so is Barclays. just about says Microsoft, says Apple. There's a person at the top, and then it goes down like this. And it's just a business model and a method of payment. Yep. Network marketing companies generally don't ever advertise publicly. You don't see them on comparison websites, for example. It's all down to the money all goes to the distributors, and how they choose to market their own business then is up to them within the corporate guidelines.
So actually, as a distributor, you've got quite a lot of kind of free rein in terms of how you do it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm in the health world, but I'm coached very strictly about what I can and can't say. I'm not a doctor. Yep. I don't talk about curing people. I talk about helping them. I don't diagnose. So there are guidelines, and most companies won't let you sell directly online. But they will produce a, like, for example, I have a replicated website that the company set up for me for my customers to go on and purchase products.
Yeah, but that's fair enough. I suppose that protects you and them at the same point as well as the customers, because then you're not kind of leading the customer down the garden path without actually a clear goal or clear ending where they need to go to. But, and also you're not getting into kind of sticky wicket trouble with laws and guidelines and health kind of claims that you can't substantiate.
Exactly. You have to be, you know, particularly in the health world, and particularly
with
people consuming, you have to be very careful, you have to be very professional and very ethical.
Nice. So let's talk about, so if someone was interested in kind of joining a network marketing company, is there a few things that they should look out for?
Well, like I said, try and find something that interests you, because it always helps if you're interested when you're working.
Yeah.
Look at the company. I mean, there are new network marketing companies that could be very successful and are very attractive. Is the company debt-free? Is it in a strong financial position? And particularly look at the training that they will give you, what tools they will give you, and do they charge for those, or are they given to you as part of your initial package? And something that was important for me as well is, some companies, if somebody in your team becomes more successful than you, then your income is dramatically reduced. That doesn't happen. And that's something I think probably people don't notice until they're either experiencing network marketing, or actually they realise this when it's too late.
So let's just expand on that point, because I'm a bit confused. So if someone you recruit is more successful than you, you get penalised.
Yes, in some companies you do. You don't in the one I'm involved in, and you don't in some others that I've known about. You know, I often talk to other people in other network marketing companies. So you, in the company I work in, it is still in your best interest to always carry on recruiting people and finding your stars, or your generals, as we call them, that you know, the more successful they are, the more successful you're going to be. And hopefully the aim is you get to a point where you can perhaps stand back and, you know, give minimal amount of help, and they will carry on building that business.
And that's where the residual income kind of comes into play.
So one day I hope I will be able to certainly reduce my hours, work more part-time, and I will still get the same level of income, if not even a growing income, which will hopefully take me through my old age and retirement.
Fair play. So what do you kind of say to the person who's thinking about joining a company right now? What's your kind of one thing that you'd want to say to them?
It's absolutely great. It's the best thing I've ever done. It can work well for people, but it takes time. It takes perseverance, because ultimately it's sales, and everybody in sales gets knocked back and told no, and, you know, you're off.
True story.
It's not personal. It's just that that's not right for people at the time. The earnings generally can be unlimited. You have to be motivated. You know, you have to motivate yourself, although there's usually lots of help and people that will motivate you. You need to make time to attend the events. I don't know anybody who's successful in network marketing that doesn't attend the company events. and they really do motivate you. The downside of it you need to really consider is it is commission only. So if from day one you get a guaranteed income, then network marketing probably isn't for you. But you know, you can build a good income, you can build a good lifestyle. They're called lifestyle businesses, and you can learn new skills. There's a lot. I think there's more gain for it than there is on the downside. But I always think if you're not honest with people and they join your business, they're going to stop working in that business very quickly if it's not right for them. So why
try
to all over their eyes at the beginning? You know, I always say to people, these are not get rich quick schemes. Mm-hmm. They require effort and some determination.
And would you go back to corporate now?
Never. Never. I love this business. I love doing what I'm doing. I love the products. I love helping people and making money at the same time. I'd like to make more money. Of course, I would. I'm not satisfied. Far from it, really. It's only probably in the last year I've started taking it seriously as a business. And I want to sort of carry on doing that now for probably the next 4 or 5 years. And then hopefully step back a bit and just support other people.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, we've had some really good insights into this kind of chat. So thank you very much for joining us. I love the fact that you were honest about the industry in terms of the good stuff and the bad stuff. And also, what I said, asked you kind of to, what advice would you give? You gave positives and negatives and said, you know, actually, do you know what? You have got no basic salary. You do need to learn new skills and you do need to be motivated. That's brilliant. That's what people want to hear. And it's the truth. And that's what we're laying out on here. We're not kind of sugarcoating it and saying it's the greatest industry in the world, but we're saying it's an option. So cheers, Anne, for joining us today. If people wanted to find out more info about Anne Parker on socials and the Synergy Worldwide and the Synergy Company, how can they? How can they find out more about Anne Parker first on socials?
I've got a personal Facebook page and I've got the Synergy Health Company Facebook page. I'm on LinkedIn as Anne Parker, Synergy Health Company. My email is anne@thesynergyhealthcompany.com. I think you'll put up my telephone number details. I'm always happy to talk to somebody. You know, they don't have to join my team. I'm happy if people just want a quick 15-minute chat if they've got a company that they're looking at that interests them. It's a great business model. I absolutely love it. It's not for everybody, but I think in this climate where people are looking for alternatives, a lot of people unfortunately have lost their safe income, which didn't actually turn out unfortunately to be that safe. But you know, people are looking for things. This is a business you can do at home. You can do it when the kids are at school. You can pick it up. You can put it down. It's totally up to you.
I love it. And on that note, thank you very much, Anne, for joining us today. We've covered a lot. So please, if you missed any of it, go back, listen to it. Please share it with anybody who you think is going to give value to. And also, thank you very much for spending your time enjoying this show. So from everyone at Grow, Anne, thank you so much for joining us. Take care, and I'll see you soon.
Happy
week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.